Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you completely obey the voice of the Lord your God, and are careful to observe all his commandments I am giving you today, then the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Your children will be blessed along with the produce of your ground, the offspring of your beasts, the calves of your cattle, and the lambs of your flock. Blessed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before you. They will come out against you from one direction and will flee from you in seven directions. The Lord will order a blessing on your barns and all your hand endeavors to do. He will bless you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, just as he promised you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. All the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will give you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, in the fruit of your livestock, and in the fruit of your ground, in the land the Lord promised your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give the rain for your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but you will not have to borrow. The Lord will make you the head, and not the tail, and you will always be on top, and never on the bottom. You will obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am giving you today to observe and to do them. Do not turn away from any of the words that I am commanding you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods to serve them. If you refuse to obey the voice of the Lord your God by carefully keeping all his commandments and his statutes that I am commanding you today, then all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Cursed you will be in the town, and cursed you will be in the field. Cursed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Cursed will be the fruit of your womb, and the fruit of your ground, and the calves of your cattle, and the lambs of your flock. Cursed you will be when you come in, and cursed you will be when you go out. The Lord will send on you a curse, confusion, and rebuke, in all that your hand endeavors to do, until you are destroyed and perish quickly because of the evil of your deeds by which you have forsaken me. The Lord will make deadly disease cling to you until he has consumed you from off the land you are entering to possess. The Lord will afflict you with a wasting disease, fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and with sword, blight and mildew. These will pursue you until you perish. The sky over your head will be bronze, and the earth under you will be iron. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder, and dust will pour down on you from the sky until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will go out from one direction against them, and will flee from them in seven. You will be an object of horror to all the kingdoms of the earth. Your dead body will be food for all birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to scare them away. The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt, and with tumors, scabs, and itch, from which you cannot be cured. The Lord will afflict you with madness, blindness, and with confusion of heart, and you will grope around at noonday as the blind grope in darkness. You will not prosper in your endeavors, and you will be oppressed and robbed continually, but there will be no one to rescue you. You will be engaged to a woman, but another man will sleep with her. You will build a house, but you will not live in it. You will plant a vineyard, but you will not even begin to enjoy its fruit. Your ox will be butchered before your eyes, but you will not carry any of it. Your donkey will be seized right in front of you, but will never be returned to you. Your sheep will be given to your enemies, and you will have none to rescue you. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people while you watch, and your eyes will fail searching for them all day long, and you will be powerless to do anything about it. The produce of your land and your labors will be eaten by a nation you do not even know, and you will be oppressed and crushed continually. You will be driven insane by what your eyes will see. The Lord will afflict your knees and legs with painful boils that are incurable, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head. The Lord will deport you and your king, whom you set over you, to a nation that neither you nor your fathers have known. There you will worship other gods made of wood and stone. You will become an object of horror, a proverb and a byword among all the peoples where the Lord will exile you. You will carry much seed into the field, but will harvest little, for the locusts will consume it. You will plant vineyards and care for them, but you will not drink the wine or gather the grapes, for the worm will eat them. You will have olive trees throughout all your territory, but you will not anoint yourself with oil, for the olives will drop before being ripe. You will have sons and daughters, but they will not stay yours, for they will go off into captivity. All your trees and the fruit of your ground, the locust will take over. The foreigner who is in your midst will rise above you higher and higher, and you will descend lower and lower. They will lend to you, but you will not lend to them. They will be the head, and you will be the tail. Then all these curses will come on, pursue and overtake you, till you are destroyed because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments and his statutes that he has given to you. These curses will be a sign and a wonder against you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and with glad hearts, with the abundance of all things you received. Therefore you will serve your enemies that the Lord will send against you in hunger, thirst, nakedness, and need of everything. He will put a yoke of iron on your neck until he has destroyed you. The Lord will bring a nation against you from far away, from the end of the earth, swooping down on you like an eagle, a nation whose tongue you do not understand, a fierce-faced nation that shows no respect to old or favor to the young. They will consume the offspring of your cattle and the produce of your ground until you are destroyed. They will not leave any grain, new wine, or olive oil, calves of your cattle, or lambs of your flock, until they have caused you to perish. They will besiege you in your towns until the high and fortified walls you trusted in are knocked down throughout all your land. They will besiege you in all your town gates throughout all your land the Lord your God is giving you. You will eat the fruit of your own womb, the flesh of your sons and daughters, whom the Lord your God has given you during the siege and the terrible distress of your enemy's attack. The man among you who is gentle and sensitive will turn against his own brother and the wife he loves and children who survive. He will not give any of them the flesh of his children whom he is eating, because there is nothing left for him to eat, because of the distress of the siege by which your enemy will confine you in all your towns. The most tender and delicate woman among you, who would never think of setting the sole of her foot on the ground because of her delicateness and tenderness, her eye will begrudge food to her beloved husband and to her son and daughter, and she will secretly eat the afterbirth that comes out from between her thighs, and she will eat her own children whom she bore, because there is nothing else to eat, because of the siege by which your enemy will confine you in your towns. If you do not obey all the words of this law that are written in this scroll, and you do not fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord your God, then the Lord will bring on you and your offspring severe and long-lasting afflictions and grievous long-lasting sicknesses. He will bring back on you all the diseases of Egypt that you were so afraid of, and they will cling to you. The Lord will also bring on you every sickness and plague not written in the scroll of this law until you are destroyed. Although you were as numerous as the stars of heaven, you will be left few in number, because you did not obey the voice of the Lord your God. Just as the Lord rejoiced over you to do good for you and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice in bringing ruin on you and destroying you. You will be uprooted from the land you are entering to possess. Then the Lord will scatter you among all peoples, from one end of the earth to the other. There you will serve other gods of wood and stone that neither you or your fathers have known. Among those nations you will find no ease or resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you a trembling heart, failing eyes, and a despairing soul. Your life will hang in doubt before you, and you will be afraid night and day, with no assurance that your life will survive. In the morning you will say, "If only it were evening," and in the evening you will say, "If only it were morning," because of the fear of your heart and for the sights your eyes will see. Then the Lord will bring you back to Egypt in ships, by a way I told you that you would never see again. There you will try to sell yourselves to your enemies as male and female slaves, but no one will buy you.